Good evening, folks.
Good evening, and welcome to the Inner Sanctum.
Actually, no, welcome to Ker Tibach. I am home once again. Well, folks, I have to warn you that this boo is not going to be a happy one. I try to post funny and happy things because, heck, if I can make somebody else smile, it makes me smile, and that makes me happy. But I must tell you, this has been a very rocky, long weekend, and I have some news that is not going to be easy for me to report. But at the same time, I sort of feel like if I do talk about it, it might help me feel better. I have been experiencing a number of sleepless nights over this. And this appears to be another one, so perhaps by talking about this, I can find a little peace of mind. I do apologize, though, if I get a bit emotional. This is going to be hard for me. I have a wonderful grandmother to whom I've been very close all my life. She's 92 years old, and up until very recently, she was doing so well. She was living on her own, doing all her own housework except her laundry, even attempting to do yard work, which she should not be doing because she has high blood pressure and bending down can cause a sudden fall, in her case. Anyhow, as of 2 weeks ago, she was doing remarkably well for her age. She was dressed up to the nines, had her teeth in, was sharp as a tack. As you may know, if you heard the boo that I posted wherein she took a tour of my new pad. Well, as I mentioned in a previous boo, she went into hospital on Friday night because she was experiencing extreme shortness of breath to the point where she told me she thought she was on her way out. Poor lady. Anyhow, she had all kinds of tests done on her lungs and her heart. They were both fine, unbeknownst to my family, because my stupid father didn't bother to ask the right questions. He just assumed that it was a problem with her heart. But no, it was not. Apparently, what happened was that this episode of shortness of breath brought on a massive anxiety attack, and I'm sad to say that this anxiety attack has turned into something of a breakdown. And I don't know if she'll bounce back from this. She went into hospital again on Saturday night because, again, she was experiencing shortness of breath. She takes inhalers and has done for some time, but they were not helping her. And she felt like she just couldn't catch her breath and was wheezing terribly, and my aunt just thought somebody should look at her again and do some kind of assessment and make sure she was okay. So again, at the hospital on Saturday night, the doctors thought that it was some sort of massive panic attack. That, yes, she was experiencing some shortness of breath due to her age and the fact that she has a bit of emphysema, but that a panic attack was making the shortness of breath worse. Well, my parents and I went to see her on yesterday afternoon. And she was at my aunt's place. Now, thank God, my aunt has been able to look after her. Unfortunately, she and my grandma were at loggerheads for a lot of years, but of late, they have been able to reconcile at least some of their differences, for which my whole family is very grateful, because we don't know what we would have done without my aunt, honestly. My aunt has been off work because she's had carpal tunnel syndrome, and she had surgery for it last week. So, luckily, she has been able to look after my grandmother and really keep an eye on her. Now, she goes back to work in a week, so God knows what the family is going to do then. It's going to be a tough call. Anyhow, to emphasize the difference in the way she was 2 weeks ago and the way she is now, all her life, whenever she knew she was going to have company, she would always be dressed up to the hilt. She'd have her false teeth in. She'd have her house looking spick and span, not a spot of dust in sight. She really cared about what people thought of her appearance and of the cleanliness of her home. Well, yesterday, when we got to my aunt's house, she was in her pajamas. This is something she would never have allowed herself to do, even as of 2 weeks ago. And her teeth were out. Now, I don't care about that. She's 92 years old, for heaven's sake. She can do as she likes. But this is so unusual for her. The whole time we were there, she sat on my aunt's couch staring into space. She did talk a bit, but she kept having to ask things over and over again, and information that she had already been given had to be repeated to her a number of times until she would actually get it. She also blanked out a few times while we were there. She's not eating unless my aunt forces her to. Up until this all began, she had a wonderful memory. She always knew which pills she had to take when. Now she has no clue, and my aunt has to tell her every time she needs to take a pill. And in fact, she has to basically force the pill into my grandmother, because if she didn't, my grandmother wouldn't even take it. So I'm really afraid, folks, that this is the onset of dementia, and once this sets in, it's kind of a permanent state in a woman of her age, and it's a slippery slope. Once it starts, it gets worse in a hurry, and I speak from experience here. I volunteer for an organization for senior citizens called Teletouch. We provide security calls and friendly conversation to seniors who still live in their own homes, but are basically shut-ins. So I have dealt with dementia in clients before. It's so hard for me to see this because, ladies and gents, this is not the lady that I know and have known all my life. This is a different person. And it's very scary. I'm sure it's even scarier for her. In fact, I think what happened on Friday was that she thought she was going to die, and then she became really afraid to die alone. And that's what she's obsessing about, deep in her mind. As of even 2 weeks ago, she would never have wanted to stay with my aunt overnight because, as I say, they were at loggerheads for a while, and she was afraid that if she got too companionable with my aunt, that tempers might rise again, and she didn't want to get that started. And anyhow, now she doesn't want to leave, and she won't even sleep in a bedroom at my aunt's place. She's sleeping on the couch because she feels, when she's in a bedroom, like she's claustrophobic and she can't breathe. Now, I know she's 92. I know that something was bound to happen to her eventually, but I didn't want to see it go this way. So, the family is going to have to decide whether she'll be okay with just home care coming in once a day, or whether she needs to go into some sort of nursing home. And again, this is something that my grandmother has railed against for years. She was bound and determined that she could live in her own home and she'd be okay. Well, we're not so sure about that anymore, obviously. Then, my idiot father, excuse me, this makes me a little upset, to say the least, compounded matters and made things far worse by